SAFM presents another episode of The Paper by Francesco Nasimbeni.
Tepo.
Hey.
What? Why are you looking at me like that? You know this is a girl's bathroom, right?
When are you going to say it?
Huh? Say what?
The way you've been looking at me, you want me.
You have the wrong idea. Mind, I want to use the hand dryer. Seriously, Tepo, get out of the way. Dude, stop that. What the hell?
Come on, Zanele. I know you have feelings for me.
Stop it. Get off me. Stop it. Get off me.
Oh, I should warn you about those. They're addictive. As bad as crack? No, worse.
I know, but like, I need comfort food. Julian phoned me last night.
Again? What? When's he gonna get it?
I don't know. I feel like punching his stupid face in. I've said it's over so many damn times. I might as well just get it tattooed on my forehead. He just doesn't seem to understand.
Either he doesn't understand or literally does not want to understand.
Yeah. Actually, that's it. Because, of course, guys, deep down, they know they shouldn't harass women when women say no. They know it's wrong. Mm-hmm. So we are made to explain it. And then they pretend not to get it. It's all a strategy to allow them to keep acting like trash. I've told Julian not to contact me. What does he do? He contacts me. Like, hello, if you had any respect for me as a person, as a human being, you'd take the damn request and not contact me.
You know you can get a restraining order, right?
I don't think it's that serious.
Well, that's what you say now, but later? A friend of mine literally had to get a restraining order on her ex because he was not capable of leaving her alone.
Ugh. Men are very fragile, and they don't like hearing no. It's a catch-22. When you're with them, you can't please them. But try and leave them, and they don't like that either. They're a bunch of babies. I should just become a lesbian.
Don't joke, you could, you know. It's the gender revolution, baby. Do what you must.
Nah. I tried it once at school. Kissing a girl was funny, but it was more... I don't know. We did it to see what it was like. Oh my God, we couldn't stop giggling. But as an experiment, it proved one thing. I am a boring heterosexual woman, doomed to be in a relationship with an immature South African man.
What you need is some rich guy from Europe to sweep you off your feet.
And be colonized. Thanks, but no. Julian was from England, and he was as much of a pest as any local. I'm going to die old and alone.
No. I'm going to be living with you. We'll be two 80-year-olds watching reruns of Friends and eating ourselves to death.
Actually sounds so great.
Well, what did that guy from Rocky Horror sing again? Don't dream it, be it.
Guys, yeah. Someone was assaulted in the bathrooms last night.
Where?
Justinian campus.
The art and drama school?
Yes.
I think I know who it could be, guys.
How?
Well, there's the student in third year. He's a photographer. Look, he was accused by someone last year of sexually harassing her, also in a bathroom. I think she dropped the accusation. People said he intimidated her. I don't know, but the drama school and the art school don't have much crossover.
I thought they would.
Yeah, me too. It seems an obvious choice. Look, I've never met the guy. I know what he looks like, though.
What angle do we take?
Well, I, for one, would like to know what a potential sex pest is doing on campus without anything being done about it.
Katie, can you sniff around? Maybe ask people in your cast?
Yeah. For some reason, I remember another girl complaining about him, but I'm not sure for what. I'll see what I can find out.
When are men going to stop trying to rape women?
Is that a rhetorical question?
No.
Guys, I can't really talk about women being attacked right now.
Oh my gosh, Spoh, I'm so sorry. I forgot.
Look, it's fine. I feel fine. I'm doing what the doctor ordered, you know?
Rape culture infiltrates every aspect of our lives. We can't even discuss it because it traumatizes us to even discuss it.
But we can also respect Spoh's wishes that we don't discuss it right here, Rafi.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry, Spoh. It just makes me so angry.
Yeah, it makes me angry too.
Me too. We should write about it. Not just this, just how it's awful when women can't feel safe anywhere. Not just at university, I mean everywhere. We can't go to the shop. You could get abducted.
You can't walk alone at night.
You can't live. You can't have a life.
I know, and it's a load of crap. Your life is legit just jeopardized because of the fact that you're a woman. It's crazy, actually. Like we actually have to be permanently careful that a man isn't going to try and get us. Because they do. Over and over, they do.
I want to find the guy.
Can we have some hush, please? We're a little late starting and we only have an hour. Thank you. Thank you for joining us, and thank you to the History Department, especially Professor Sigwebu, for helping us organize this talk. Without his commitment to this struggle, we would not have been able to broker the space. As you can see, we have two key figures on stage today, both passionate instigators of change here at Fort Vic. One is Tankiso Mabala, leader of the resistance movement known as the FIST. And on the left of the stage, we have Ayanda Hude, whom you will recognize as the leader of X Collective. We'd like to thank you both of you, for taking the time to meet us in this busy time.
Thank you, and hello to everyone.
Leading this discussion, we have the esteemed Professor of History, Professor Highland, celebrated writer and winner of the coveted Kirkus Award for Journalism.
Good afternoon. Hello, everyone. I am very flattered to be asked to chair this debate. I'd like to say that I remain impartial to the debate currently raging at this university of ours, and am fully committed to giving full scope to the voices emerging from this problem that has taken center stage in our country. Now, I think it is a complex debate with many strands and no clear answers. There are vested interests in some parties and quite clear agendas from some parties. Now, other parties' agendas are less clear. I hope today will provide us with more clarity on these extremely pressing issues, and I know and hope that we will be able to keep all discussions civil, fair, and constructive. I hand over to Tankiso Mabala now.
Thank you, Professor. The first thing I would like to say is this, and I mean it with full respect of who you are and what you do at the university, which I think is vital. We must understand history to plan for our future. Thank you for that. I must, however, take exception to your statement that the problem is complex with many strands. I disagree with that. I think the problem is obvious, and the answer is equally obvious. We are situated in and operating in a white-owned enterprise, in a country dominated by white capital and white systems of thought. And we live and are expected to thrive, surrounded by symbols that are pro-West and anti-African. It seems to me that this is a very solid, simple position, not a complex one. We are in an environment that not only does not care for us, but is openly antagonistic to us.
I take your point. Thank you. Ayanda, do you have a response?
Yes, I think Tankiso's point is valid and undeniably compelling. The problem with it is that it is oversimplified. And I think she has purposely oversimplified it to push a political agenda.
Could you clarify?
Takiso, you say that it is an issue of black and white.
Quite literally.
Pun unintended. And I see the allure in thinking of it as so. But I think to ignore the multiple strands in this narrative is naive.
I am not naive, Ayanda. Yeah? If anyone is naive here, it's you. And do you think it is invisible to us sitting here today what is going on? Yeah? The professor invited to chair this meeting is the mentor of the newspaper, the Fort Vic Tribune. You seem very cozy with them, particularly the editor, Refilwe Mahlaba. Now, can you tell us a bit about that?
Perhaps we could try and keep the conversation on track?
Yeah, I have been in discussions with the Fort Vic Tribune. It is true.
Oh, then you admit it. You know, Ayanda, you are so bold as to admit that you are aligned with a popular news source right here under our very noses. What does that signify? Yeah? Either you are in this for publicity, or you are orchestrating news to fit your narrative. You cannot deny it, Ayanda. We have evidence of you meeting Mahlaba on multiple occasions, as well as your proposed interview in their television studio, paid for with student fees. I might add, our fees, your story. Please, guys, quiet.
If I may interject for a second, I noticed, Tankisa, that you stated that the Fort Vic Tribune's television studio was paid for by student fees. Now, this is not strictly true. Although a small grant was awarded, it in fact comes out of the Humanities Department budget for academic research. Now, the studio also relied heavily on donations. I just wanted to set the record straight about that. Sorry for the interruption.
No problem, Professor. If Tankiso here could stop stoking the fires of anger with lies, that would also be more helpful.
Oh, do not play the innocent victim here. You for...
All right, let's cool it down. We're here to discuss pertinent matters, I believe. Let's keep the personal politicking for outside. Thank you. Are there any questions from the floor?
Stand her. Look at her body language. It's so hectic.
She is angry for sure.
Guys, I agree, but let's steer away from casting her as the angry black woman for now. It won't help.
Yeah, I agree.
I've met her. I can't work her out. She's very intense.
When?
Last night.
What?
I found out about one of their meetings. The first. I went.
Didn't you get recognized?
No, I wore a hoodie, came late and slipped in at the back. There were lots of people. Nobody saw me.
Nuts! Why didn't you tell us? We're a collective. Mandla, who do you think you are, Robin Hood?
I knew I'd be fine. If I thought it was dangerous, I wouldn't have gone.
I would have also appreciated a heads up, but big ups to you for taking initiative. Were you able to film anything?
No, just the sound recording. A bit blurry because I had to hide my phone, but I caught some stuff.
Do you have it here?
Yep.
Cool. Ralph, could you set up a speaker? I'll transcribe. Mandla, get the aux cable. Let's listen to what the Fist is saying behind closed doors.
That was another episode of The Paper by Francesco Nasimbeni. Technical production is by Bongiwe Thomas and Patrick Munana. The serial is directed by Julia N. Malone and is broadcast at 9:45 in the evening, Monday to Thursday.